Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I really want to encourage you to create a better life. A better life for yourself, for your loved ones, for your friends, for your community. Like, just create a better life. I have really been hit lately with various things come up talking about identity. And it's always shocking to me when I stop to consider how I have way more power than I really thought I did. And I have the power to create the identity and the life that I want. I attended a Speakers Playhouse event that's every Thursday at 10:30 Pacific till noon Pacific. And it's hosted by my bestie, Kimberly Crow, and her business partner, Jenny Trask, who's also an amazing woman. And they offer trainings every week, a free training that you can register for, but you only get it free if you are there in real life. And one of the free trainings was for Kelly Hetherington, and she is just a master at manifestation. And she now teaches manifestation. She quit her job in finance where she was making really good money to make even more money as an entrepreneur, where she gets to set her own hours, create her own life, and live like way beyond anything she had ever thought was possible when she had a 9-to-5 job. Now, if you're still in a 9-to-5 job, which I recently heard it called a W-2 job, if you're still there, this is for you also. Like, don't think you have to burn down the house in order to create a better life. Sometimes it's just small, manageable tweaks and changes that can make all the difference in the world. So Kelly was sharing stories about manifestation and how it has impacted her life. And at the end, she offered a self-guided manifestation class. And I thought, well, I don't know. Am I going to get it? Am I not? So this is going to end up being a big plug for Kelly and her program. And there'll be a link in the show notes so that you can register and grab it yourself if you want. But it was a self-guided manifestation class. And it was set up to be done in 4 weeks and super powerful. And I thought, well, I'm going to go through the motions. Have you ever done that? It worked for her. Just kind of half-assed, maybe. I don't know. It'll work for me. I don't know. So yeah, that was where I was. But I thought, I paid the money for it. I'm going to do it. And I knew you were supposed to listen to these audios every week. I mean, every single day of the week. And then when I got into it, it was listen to the same one, read the same article, rewrite your goal every day for a whole week. And then you move to lesson two. Do that for a whole week. Why? Repetition matters. I reached out to my little bestie, Michelle Hammonds, and I was like, is this right? Am I supposed to be doing the same thing every single day? And she said, yes, it's all about the repetition. And I talked to a friend and I was like, man, I'm doing this manifestation thing. I don't really know about it, but you have to do the same thing every day. And her gut reaction was, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not going to sign up for that or do that. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to see what happens. When I got into about day three of reading the same article that I had read the previous 2 days, all of a sudden a sentence jumped off the page at me. And I thought, Did I read that before? The answer was yes. Yes, I had read that before. But oh my gosh, now it hit me differently. It's like if you read the Bible, I've often heard that every time you read a scripture, because you're in a different place in your life, it can hit you differently. And when I first heard that, I thought, yeah, that's probably not true. Oh my gosh, it's true there too. You read the same powerful message again, you're in a different place, it hits you differently. And one of the main things in this guided meditation, I'm going to call it meditation, and it's not, it's manifestation. Meditation is kind of part of life, but manifestation is a bigger one. I'm going to get the word right from here on out. That's my declaration. But one of the parts of manifestation is to know what your goals are. What do you really want? What is your goal? And so I had three, and I'll share with you now what my goal was and then how it manifested actually pretty quickly. And one was I wanted to have better interactions with my husband where we enjoyed each other more and could spend more time on the water. We have a place at the lake, we love going on the boat, and it was like I want more of that. Now, granted, I started this the first week of December. I'm in Oklahoma. Like going on the water in Oklahoma is a little iffy proposition. It can be too cold, it can be too windy, or it can be both, right? Like we got when they say the wind comes sweeping down the plain, they meant it. But that was my first one. And the second one was I wanted to attract ideal clients. Like I want to work with a lot of people because I want to impact a lot of lives and I want a lot of money, but I also want them to be the right ones. I want them to be the people who kind of get my sarcastic humor and really are ready to step into their own greatness. So it's like, ooh, I have all this stuff going on. So I wanted more clients. And then the third one was more organization to my house. I've always kind of held the deal. If you give me 15 minutes notice, I can make it okay enough that I'm not embarrassed if you come in. My house is lived in, people. I live in it. I enjoy it. I don't get caught up on everything has to be perfect or I can't sleep. That's just not me. At work one day, it was actually the day of the Oklahoma City bombing, and a friend from high school called a man she went to church with because she knew we worked together and said, "Well, I'm so happy you're alive. What about my friend Jennifer?" And he goes, "I don't know. I don't think she was there yet. Jennifer walks in every day, turns on her computer and turns on her light. And I don't remember seeing her light on. I don't think she was there." And not only was that my morning routine, my nightly routine was I finished what I was doing. I set my pen down, turned my computer and light off and left. It didn't matter what I was in the middle of. Like when I was at a stopping point, I was just done. And I literally just put my pen or pencil down and walked away. It's kind of the same way with my house. Okay, it's fine. I'm just going to go to bed. So, but I want it a little more organized now. Like, I want to get rid of some stuff that's like clutter-ish and maybe some areas that look really nice, but maybe I want to streamline it and have a little less. Less is more, right? That's the thing. So, I start working through this process and I'm doing the work and I'm doing it consistently and I'm pretty proud of myself for my consistency here. And on the better relationship with my husband, you know how you get in that little habit where everything they say irritates you or everything you say irritates them and there's nothing big, there's no big reason. It just kind of it's almost like a habit. Well, the next thing I knew, we're spending time together and there's no little tension anywhere. It's just easy. And then it's coming up on Christmas and the weather's gonna be nice, like really crazy nice. And I said, Saturday after Christmas, I kind of think, I don't know, it was the 27th of December, maybe. And I said, I want to go out on the water. I want to go on the boat. It's supposed to be almost 80 degrees in Oklahoma that day. I want to go on the water. And Bill said yes. He didn't argue. He didn't say what if. No, he wanted to go. I said, just a couple of hours. Let's plan on going about one. So, the sun's out and, it's as warm and nice. And we called, I don't know how many sets of friends and texted and said, we're going on the water. Do you want to go with this? It's a beautiful day. Every single response was the stupidest freaking response ever. Oh no, I'm gonna sweep the garage. Oh no, I'm gonna do laundry. Oh no, we got pro. They sounded like absolute. Are you freaking kidding me? I couldn't believe it. So Bill and I go out, we get on the boat, and mind you, these people, all they had to do was come to our house and like walk out on the dock, get on the boat. They didn't have to launch their boat, they didn't have to do anything. We were only gonna stay 2 hours. This isn't a whole day affair. We get out on the water. It's a little breezy at first, but then, after we go that way and go the other way, then now the breeze is at our back. We don't notice it. And I said, Bill, I don't ever want to get so old that when we have an opportunity on an 80-degree day in Oklahoma in December, that I say, I'm not going to go out and enjoy a beautiful day on the water because I want to sweep the garage. Like, I'm never going to want to sweep the garage anyway. But I wanted to enjoy the beauty, the warm, the sun on my face. I'm very fair, so I'm always covered in sunscreen and hats and visors and get virtually no sun. But on an 80-degree day in December, I'm going for it, people. I am. And so it was like that whole piece of my manifestation came true in less than 3 weeks. We're interacting better. We're treating each other more with more compassion and we're nicer. And it's not that we were mean before, but you can just kind of get in those habits. And it was like, I didn't really change and neither did he. But I manifested how I wanted my relationship to be. And you can too. That's what I'm saying. You can too. The next one was clients. So my friend Michelle Hammonds and I have been doing a series of webinars on Wednesdays at 9 Pacific, 11 Central. And we were doing them the whole month of December. And I wanted people to show up. And I wanted people to show up that would interact. And lo and behold, we had a session on Christmas Eve and we had one on New Year's Eve. And we were told flat out, nobody's going to come. You should cancel. And guess what? People were there and they interacted and they loved the idea of having something positive and optimistic going into holidays. This year, Hanukkah and Christmas ran very similarly. I don't know the exact dates, but they were similar. Like people were celebrating Hanukkah while, leading up to Christmas, things were happening. So people had a lot of feelings about that. There was a lot. And they loved coming to our workshop. And then leading up on New Year's Eve. Yep, we did it on New Year's Eve. And we had people show up and they loved it. So I manifested that. I brought that together. I wanted the people to be there and the people to be there who could benefit the most from it. So let's talk about organized house. I have been doing so much better at throwing things away. We moved a lot as a kid, and my mom was really great at throwing away all my good, precious little treasures. Not necessarily hers because they were hers, it was her house, but mine. And I think somehow I got into my head that it's my house, I can keep what I want mentality, which hasn't really served me all that well. Let's be clear about that. But I have been doing more and more of, oh, I'm just going to throw this away. I don't really need it. Oh, I'm just going to put that in the donation box. I don't need it anymore. And it's been easier than it ever has been before. I have what they call, I learned the proper term, trays. And so I have two lower cabinet doors and I open them up and there's a tray that you pull out and it had two. I'm going to call it a shelf, two trays. And the top one just had like Tupperware plastic stuff. So nothing very heavy. And the bottom one has cake pans, Did you know I bake a lot? I have lots of cake pans, all different sizes, bread pans. And that bottom one was always a struggle to pull out. I think probably like one of the little balls, plastic balls that it rolls on, those rollers probably broke. But it's always been a little bit of a struggle. But the top one, like a huge struggle to pull that sucker out. I mean, the top one was super easy. And I pulled it out. I got what I wanted and I went to slide it back and I was not being super harsh. I wasn't like yanking it out. I pulled it out, put whatever up, went to slide it back in. It collapsed. Like the whole thing collapsed, one on top of the top shelf on the bottom shelf. And I was like, holy crapoli, like I can't fix this. And my husband goes, oh gosh, what happened? And I told him. And he goes, oh yeah, I'll need to fix that. That being broken is not a big problem for him, but guess what? It kind of is for me. It kind of is for me. He is out of town a lot. And so I got on the phone and called and found somebody who could fix it. And he came out. I called on I think it was a Friday. He came out Monday. He got it fixed. One piece he needed to take back to his shop and glue up, and he's going to be back the next day to get that installed. And it's going to be done. And that's going to help so much with organization because I can put things where they belong. I can put things in there. Jack Canfield in the Success Principles. I'm a Success Principle certified trainer. And one of the things he talks about in there are things that are incomplete or undone or broken. And when we have all these little things going on in our environment that aren't right, that they're not working properly, it kind of hangs on you and it holds you back from doing other things. So when that top cabinet collapsed on the lower cabinet, the tray, the gliding tray, I was like, I have to get this fixed right away. So I'm already making headway on my house. So the three main goals: better interactions with my husband, more clients, and a more organized house started to come together quickly. And that idea of an organized house where everything works, my first thought when that collapsed was, I need to find somebody to fix this. And I did. So you can manifest the life you want, and then miraculously, you seem to have the energy to do it. So when you're looking, the second point, when you're looking at building out your life, the life that you want, Brendon Burchard has great training on your preferences. And he talks about how people will get stuck or they're fearful or they don't know their next step, all the things, all the things. And he said, in actuality, it's a preference. I had a period of time where I really preferred to watch Netflix than work with clients. I'm just being completely transparent here, people. It was easier. Now, did I have the money that I wanted coming in? Nope. Without the money, did that impact my freedom? Absolutely. Without the money coming in, did that reduce the number of people I was able to impact and help? Yes, but I had a preference to stay lazy. I had a preference not to do the work. So it becomes a preference. Do I like being frustrated? Not really, but sometimes I get so used to being frustrated that it becomes my preference. Do I really want more clients? There was one time when I did this guided meditation, and I'm using that properly, and we were actually journaling, and the journal prompt was, how many clients do you want? What would your life be like if you had 10 one-on-one clients? And I was like, oh my gosh, I want 10 one-on-one clients. That would be perfect. But I had a program where people could book on my calendar whenever they wanted, and somebody could have as many as 3 slots a week. Well, oh my gosh, if all 10 each took 3 slots, that's 30 hours a week of one-on-one with clients. And I had other things I needed to get done, and 10 hours was not going to be enough time. And then someone pointed out, obviously much further down this entrepreneurial coaching path than I am, they pointed out that guess what? You can block your calendar. You can tell them they can only have one call a week. You can set them up on your calendar so it's recurring on the same day at the same time, so it's easier to keep track of. I had a preference of not having my 10 clients because my preference was to have more control over my calendar. And then I learned I could have more control over my calendar and meet my preference of having 10 one-on-one clients. It all came together. It all came together and it all worked. So my third part is like, let's map this out. Let's map this out a little bit. I am going to drop a link on the show notes to sign up for Kelly Hetherington's 4 weeks manifestation program. It is great. You will not be sorry. The very first question that you really need to be clear on is what do you really want? What do you want? Don't worry like I did. Don't do this, do that. Don't worry about how you're going to manage the 10 clients. Worry about whether you want to work with 10 clients. What would your life look like if you did? What are all the positive benefits that could come from having your 10 clients? What do you really want? Are you just hanging back in all the clutter and the hoarding, whether it's emotional or physical hoarding? Or are you ready to change your preference and step into what you're truly meant to do, meant to be? You can begin to create the life of your dreams. You just have to decide what the life of your dreams will look like. What are your goals? You might even consider why you want that particular goal. What are your preferences? Do you prefer to work in the morning? Do you prefer to work in the afternoon? Do you prefer to work only in person or only remotely? These are things that matter and will really help you get clear, because clarity is queen, people. What do you really want? How do you want to show up in the world? What kind of life do you want to lead? Again, I'm going to leave the link in the show notes for Kelly's program. It's just been like a mental game changer for me, and I think you're really going to like it too. So get it. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.